another episode of Radio Yesterday, brought to you by ChuckChat.com.
Another 5-Minute Mystery.
You're making out all right, Molly, with your husband in the Army.
And why not, Inspector? Women are no weaklings. I can run this garage as good as any man now.
Yeah, the next thing you know, the women will be taking over the police departments.
Yeah, just a minute. Hello, George's Garage. Molly George speaking. Huh? Yeah, sure, I can handle it. Sure, be right over.
Someone broken down?
Worse than that, Inspector. A car just went over that 70-foot cliff at the Globe Tunnel.
The Globe Tunnel? Hey, that must be some wreck. I'll follow you out in my car, Molly. This might prove interesting.
Inspector, I've never been so scared in my life. My brother Lester was driving the car, and he didn't get out.
Hey, how about you men giving me some help here so I can get this car towed off the road?
Right with you, Molly.
When are you getting the tow truck here and pull forward, slow-like?
I'll do it.
Okay. Now, edge it forward.
Just a minute, Mills, until I release the emergency brake on this wreck. Well, it's not the emergency brake. The gear shifts in reverse. Man. Okay.
There you are, Mrs. George.
How did your brother happen to run off this cliff, Mills?
We were having a little argument, Inspector, and Lester didn't see the curve until too late.
Must have been going pretty fast.
Well, we were going about 50 miles an hour. Lester yanked back on the emergency brake hard, but it didn't do any good.
The brake must have been defective. There's no skid marks.
Oh, I've got no faith in emergency brakes. Never use them. If Lester hadn't taken so much time with his, he could have jumped, too.
Then you jumped from this speeding car and didn't get hurt?
It was a miracle. When I saw Lester had lost control, I opened my door and jumped. The car ran along the edge of the embankment for about 20 feet and then fell over. Rolled and bounced down over those rocks. It was horrible.
Yes, I can see the tracks here along the edge of the cliff.
I'm taking it on in, Inspector, okay?
Sure, I'll see you later with the coroner.
If Lester hadn't trusted his brakes so much, he'd be here now. But no, the poor devil never even had a chance.
I'll say he didn't have a chance. Not when you, Mr. Mills, had murdered him.
Were you as fast as the inspector in seeing through Mills' story? We'll see in a moment, but first...
And its unusual solution.
Mills, the slip you made and the slip that'll send you to the lethal chamber was your habit of always parking a car in gear because of your fear of emergency brakes not holding. You'll remember I had to take your car out of reverse before it could be towed. Yet no one had been in the car since the accident. Mills, you killed your brother earlier, drove here to the cliff, parked the car on the edge just enough to make it off balance. Then to make sure the car didn't move until you were clear of it, you put the car in reverse, got out, wobbled the car until it toppled over the embankment.
That reasoning is stupid.
It was stupid of you, Mills, to forget that a car can't speed forward with the gears in reverse.